On July 9th, from 5 to 7 p.m., entrepreneurs will gather at the White Rabbit Creator Clubhouse, located on the Ashland Plaza. That's the venue for an OEN Pub Talk. To help us understand what OEN Pub Talks are, we've invited John Williams, who joins me in the studio. Now, John serves on the board of the Oregon Entrepreneurs Network, which is OEN, and he began his career at age 18 in Silicon Valley at Apple while attending UC Berkeley. He started his first software company while still a teenager and has founded many since then. John currently serves as the chair of the Southern Oregon Innovation Hub, and he's a third-generation Ashland resident. Welcome to The Exchange, John.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about OEN, the Oregon Entrepreneurs Network.
Yeah, so OEN is a nonprofit. It's been around for many decades in Oregon, and it ostensibly is designed to be the support mechanism, the support organization for entrepreneurs statewide and sort of on the fringes of the state as well. And so some of the things we do are educational programs for entrepreneurs. We also have educational programs for investors and prospective investors. We also run sort of kind and gentle Shark Tank kind of programs where we take entrepreneurs and founders through that whole process of getting prepared for pitching to financial people and investors. And we also do some awards programs that are statewide. We have the Entrepreneurship Awards that come out every November. We do monthly pub talks all over the state.
Tell me, what is a pub talk?
Yeah, so a pub talk, I don't even know where the word came from originally because they – but clearly they must have done it in pubs only. Now we do these programs in any sort of venue that can hold a bunch of people, usually in some sort of creative space. But the whole idea is really to get a whole bunch of entrepreneurs and people who service the entrepreneur industry or segment of our society.
Sort of like the ecosystem stewards, the infrastructure.
Exactly. Get the whole ecosystem together, talking. We bring in different vendors who will bring in their goods to show the entrepreneurs. We get different beverage and food vendors to come in and provide food and drinks. And then we'll get some of the entrepreneurs up on a stage in front of everybody talking. And we'll have them practice their pitches, do their 5-minute elevator pitch of what their company is trying to accomplish. And then it's a friendly, supportive environment. We'll just give them feedback and everybody gets support. There's nothing you can say wrong. And it's a low stress kind of fun way to really just help build up the positive energy around people who are trying to start companies. It's a very stressful thing to start a company, and
people
need lots of support.
I imagine it's very not only very stressful to start a company, but to get in front of a bunch of strangers and just pour out your ideas of what you've come up with, including whatever challenges and problems you may have. I mean, that's a lot of trust in that area. Tell
Absolutely.
Me how OEN supports entrepreneurs doing that phase of startup. And what's an example of success?
Yeah, well, I can give you any number of examples, but probably the first thing we do is get entrepreneurs to go to one of our pub talks so that they can meet people and just start getting used to being in front of people and talking about their business. Then beyond that, we have some structured educational programs that we do, and we do them all over Zoom so people can do them from their homes or their offices or whatever part of our region that they're in. And we just step them through some of the key things that they're going to need for their business, whether that is finding an accountant, if they are dealing with intellectual property, finding a lawyer who can help them file patents, finding a CFO. Usually you you find a fractional CFO first because you can't afford to have a full-time CFO. And then we help them put all of their original documentation together for their company, so their executive summary. We help train them how to do a pitch deck, which is essentially just a PowerPoint presentation with the key elements of their company pitch to investors. And then we help them actually practice pitching to investors. And
like an elevator
really
pitch.
Yeah. Pardon?
Like an elevator pitch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So some examples and what success looks like. So one of the things that I really love about OEN is working with companies that are really going to make an impact in our society, in our world. And I had the opportunity last year to work with a company called ProMedics that makes a little device that you flip onto your wrist, just like an Apple Watch or something, and it can tell a doctor within a few seconds whether you're about to go into sepsis. So this is a little device that paramedics would carry. They find somebody at an accident or who's in some sort of medical distress, flip this thing on their wrist, and it can save a life by preventing them from going into sepsis by notifying the doctor in advance that this person is likely to go into sepsis and have some sort of distress. 350,000 people die of sepsis in the U.S. alone every year. So this is a real game changer that can really affect people's lives and help.
It sounds like it. Where was that developed here?
I don't know exactly where they developed the technology, but the company is based in Oregon. They're up north. I think they're in the Portland area. But we've been working with them. We sent them through one of our whole Angel Oregon entrepreneur education processes, and then they did this whole kind and friendly Shark Tank process, like I was saying, and they ended up winning that competition and got a six-figure investment out of it. And oftentimes, companies that win our competitions win other money because we have venture capitalists and other entities watching our process. We're sort of doing the legwork, and we get these sidecar investments that sort of pile on to our winners. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, follow-on funding. Mm-hmm. My guest is John Williams. He's chair of the Southern Oregon Innovation Hub and serves on the board of the Oregon Entrepreneurs Network. I want to ask you about the Southern Oregon Innovation Hub, but before I do, what industry sectors does OEN prioritize?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the state legislature and Business Oregon have identified three key business sectors that OEN tries to focus on with our biggest programs, the Angel Oregon programs. And that's food and beverage, which we also include hospitality in that, software, and then biotech. And just recently, we had, for the first time ever, a Southern Oregon winner of our food and beverage hospitality Angel Oregon program, and that was Functional Botanicals here in Ashland.
And I heard about that. $100,000, right?
Yes, yeah. It was pretty exciting. It was unexpected, and they kind of came out of nowhere and sort of surprised everybody. And you have to remember, this is a program that's very heavily dominated by our population areas in the state, Portland, Salem, Beaverton, Eugene. Most of the companies that are in our programs come out of those regions. So to have a Southern Oregon winner was not only the first time, but it was just amazing. And it's a woman-owned business, woman-started business.
So you've hit a home run right off the bat, your first time at bat, and the Southern Oregon Innovation Hub is relatively new itself.
It is, yeah. So Southern Oregon Innovation Hub is part of a network of innovation hubs that, once again, the state legislature created through Business Oregon. And our innovation hub happens to be Jackson County and Josephine County lumped together. And really, our job is to do sort of boots on the ground work to support the entrepreneur system, the ecosystem. So whereas OEN is really working at a state level and working with the state players to form big statewide programs, the Southern Oregon Innovation Hub is really working to support entrepreneurs locally. And it's doing that through a great partnership with So Ready, our regional economic development agency. So.
And Colleen Padilla.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have your feet firmly planted in both pots.
I do, yes. I'm one of the rare people who's on the board of both organizations. So, but I think both organizations, well, especially OEN, is really trying to live the Oregon in their name and extend to every border of Oregon, and not just be Portland-centric or focused on big cities. So when they heard, oh, there's a volunteer down in Ashland who will do this. So I got a lot of calls. So
excellent. And so you're part of this event that's coming up on July 9th?
Yeah. So we are having a really fun group of people talking in downtown Ashland at White Rabbit. It's a new space for creative people to get together and work on various innovation things. And we're going to have Jessica Murray, who is a Ashland High School graduate, actually. And she started a video game development company here in the Valley and is probably one of the only women-owned video game companies in Oregon, if not the country. And she's successfully gotten venture capital backing as well. So she'll be speaking. Cassandra Davis, who I just mentioned, her company, because they won OEN's statewide competition for food and beverage and hospitality.
That's Botanicals?
Yeah, Functional Botanicals.
Functional Botanicals.
And then Misty Burris from CO2 Trust. They've got a very interesting carbon sequestration platform. And so it wasn't really planned this way, but we happen to have three really amazing women entrepreneurs who are going to be speaking at this event next Wednesday.
Okay, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m.?
Yep, yep.
And what do people need to do to register, or do they just show up?
Well, I would encourage people to go to the OEN website, which is oen.org, and register for the event. You should find it under the events menu. Because we're going to have limited space, we can only have 50 people at this event space. So, and there's a $15 charge, but that includes food and beverage, and we'll have some catering, appetizers, and things like that there. But I do think people should register in advance if you can at all, because going to the door, we can't guarantee that we'll be able to let you in. So,
right. Is this the first event of this kind here in Ashland?
No, we OEN did another networking event last year, and we rented out Growler Guys in downtown Ashland. We've done events all over the Valley. We did this spring, we did a little pitch competition for startup companies in Medford.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you, John, for joining me.
Thank you for having me on.